Congratulations. How you feeling?
I feel great. I think it's a great moment here. It's all been a dream, so enjoy.
How much of a surprise was it for you?
Not that much. I know Calgary was interested, but for sure it wasn't a surprise when I heard my name.
So how did you know the Flames were interested? Was it the interview process that you...
Yeah, a great interview, but it's hard to have a feeling when 30 teams there, and so I'm very happy to be a part of the organization.
So tell me about the interviews and the interviews at the Flames specifically, how they went.
Just went like we're just meet each other, not like very strict, and we're just having fun there. And I went in Calgary for 2 days and just meet the GM, meet the ring, go to the ring. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you knew the Flames were very interested in you. What do you know about the Calgary Flames?
I know, like I said, I went there, so I know a little bit all the history there. The GM, I know the people who work there.
Right.
So, yeah.
Have you watched a lot of the Flames on TV? And
I'm from the East, so not a lot. So time is a little bit later. The game's a little bit later, so not a lot. Yeah.
So from afar, like what do you know about the Flames organization, or what did you know about them before you met with them?
Before, like great city there. Like the horse, and I know a little bit of that, but the big Stampede there when I get there, there was one, and
You'll like that.
You'll enjoy it. Emile Poirier is with us, the 22nd overall selection of the Calgary Flames.
Let's talk about your season in Gatineau, 32 goals. I'm noticing here over 100 PIMs. What can you tell us about your game? I mean, usually when guys score 30 or more goals, they're not big into the penalty minutes. You've got a little bit of both in your game.
Yeah, a little bit of both. I like playing hard, compete a lot. My level of compete is very high, and I like playing in the offensive, defensive, PK, power play, yeah.
What was, just talk about your season in Gatineau, the team and basically the highs and lows of your year.
Yeah, we started a little bit, but more the season was going, more we grew up in the standing, and we finished strong. We upset in the playoff Rimouski, so that was good. And
And you had a strong playoff, point per game playoff for you. And that's pretty impressive as a guy who's a draft eligible player.
Yeah, it went well in the playoff. We were ready for the playoff, but unfortunately, Halifax was on the hurry.
And it's hard to do, and it's maybe a really hard question for you. Everybody wants to compare guys here today to guys in the NHL. Is there anybody that you kind of, let's say, is there anybody you model your game after?
A little bit like Rick Nash, I'll say.
Okay.
Just a big guy who goes to the net and compete. Yeah.
Yeah. Again, were you expecting to be a first round pick? Because it's really hard to know. The Flames did have three. You knew you were kind of, had they given you any kind of assurances one way or the other?
Assurance. No insurance there, but I came here with no attempt. I was to go third one, I'll be happy like I am now. So I'm just happy, yeah.
Who were some other teams? Were there some other teams going up to the podium there, and you were kind of leaning in to see?
I know Montreal was peaking on 25, and they didn't have the chance. So Montreal, Dallas, it's hard to tell, yeah.
Yeah, so you'll probably go now again for the summer. There will be the development camp and all of that. For next year, do you anticipate going back to junior?
That's the thing.
Want to make the NHL,
yeah,
right?
We always want to make, but maybe for me the best is to go back in the junior, and but I'll go at the camp, give all my all. They're gonna decide. I'm not gonna decide that.
Yeah.
But if they think the best is for me and in the NHL, it's or in the junior, I'll go back to junior. Yeah.
What kind of a team do you have shaping up back in Gatineau for this
season? I think we're building a strong team, so we're looking forward to this season. Yeah, to have a good team.
You have a pretty strong coach down there, too.
Yeah, we have a great
coach. Bit of a legend.
Yeah, we have a great coach, and he's hard. But, like, today, I thank him to be hard.
Benoit Gruel,
yeah.
He's part of the Canadian World Junior coaching staff once again. So
Maybe,
you know, if you could put in a good word, maybe.
Maybe.
World Junior coming
we'll
for
see.
You.
Yeah, we'll see.
Emile Poirier is with us, the 22 overall selection of the Calgary Flames here at the 2013 draft. You're from Montreal, so tell me about home for you and your family and what's back in Montreal.
All my family is there in Montreal, live in the plateau in Montreal, close from downtown. So I grew up watching the Canadian, the Habs. So I love hockey. The passion is in my family, the hockey. They love hockey. We have an outside ring right outside my house, so always in this ring, yeah.
Who's your favorite Hab growing up?
My favorite?
Your favorite Canadian. Did you have a favorite player growing up?
Kovalev.
Kovalev, okay. Yeah. Okay. So did you have what about Kovalev made you like him?
The skills he have, the hands he have, is unbelievable to watch. Yeah.
How many people do you have here? Your whole family?
Oh yeah, my whole family here. A couple aunt and four friend here. It's unbelievable.
Very good. Well,
pretty cool.
It's quite the experience, right?
What now? When your name got called? I mean, was the experience? Because I'm always curious. Was it exactly what you thought it was going to be? Since you're a kid, you watch this draft and guys walk down the stairs and.
I heard Gatineau Olympic. I was like, oh.
and then everything else. Yeah, just went, yeah.
Yeah, I went so fast. Like, I wasn't. Yeah, it's great.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Do you have cowboy boots? Do you have a cowboy hat? Or
I shall buy it.
Yeah, you might want to get some of
you
that. Yeah.
You'll enjoy Stampede.
Yeah, that's everybody told me that.
You bet. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Welcome to Calgary, man.
Thank you very much.
Emile Poirier.